I have a song for you I'd like to do that, I'd like to go to the bar.
Plug in my iPod and listen to him talk trash on that.
You're talking about your mom's house.
Podcast, stop that. Laughing ain't gonna happen to fix for a piss poor day. This gay discourse of mixed sorts. Get the pitchforks and listen while you bell. Hey, you're in jail, laying with your Puerto Rican cellmate. Or when you tailgate, listen before the game starts. Play cards, listen while you're shoplifting at Kmart. Honest, I mean it, it's not a big secret. I'm often seated in the kitchen listening to Tom and Christina at the end of a rough day. Get a mug to drink, get my nuts shaved. If I'm lucky, get a dental update.
Oh, yeah.
Just great, like the devil loves flames, like the devil loves heavy metal women who love snakes. This is just a thing to help your nerves to calm down.
How you like me now, bitch?
Welcome to your mom's house. Welcome to your mom's house.
Got the kitchen, man. Got the kitchen, man.
Welcome to your mom's house. Your mom's house. Starring Christina Pruschitsky and Tom Segura. With special appearance by Top Dog.
It actually happened in the Orlando airport once.
And Joe Double.
Is there anything worse on the planet than an aspiring white rapper?
Yeah. Your mom's house. Your mom's house.
Something for them fiends. Something for them fiends. Fresh out the kitchen, man.
Double Dog Jeans, listen up. Are you local? Do you live in Los Angeles or surrounding areas? This is it, guys. Your last chance. Get your tickets to see me at the Ice House, Pasadena, August 9th. That's a Saturday. I'm doing two shows in the side room, 7:30 and 9:30.
Stage two.
And guess what? I'm going to talk some shit. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. It's for real, mommies only.
I think, forget just if you live in Los Angeles. I feel like if you live in Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? I think you should come out to stage two to see her put it down.
That's what's up. Thank you, Tommy. What about you, James?
As we are speaking in your ear hole, I'm in Pittsburgh or Sixburg, however you want to call it. I'm at the Improv tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday with your baby's father, Matt Fulshron, the concierge. And then next week, Columbus, Ohio, the Funny Bone with Jeff Tate, Gatorade and Hot Dogs for Life.
Denim on Denim.
Yep. We'll be there all week. I believe that is the 14th or 17th. And then I added Helium in Philly. So I'm going to Philly. The 20th through the 23rd. These are like one of my favorite clubs now is Helium in Philly.
You
so
love them.
Philly, please come out. Bring your friends. Let's make it a party. Let's have fun shows every night. Don't ask me which night to come. Everybody, which night should I come? Whatever night you can go.
All nights.
Yeah. If I can only come Thursday or Saturday, I don't know. I'm rolling dice here. I don't know. Then Denver with Andy Erickson.
Big Earn.
Big Earn's coming with me to Comedy Works in Denver. Downtown. That's my favorite room. And we're there at the end of the month, last weekend of the month. And then from there, I'm off to Hong Kong. And then the big push is that you and I are doing Thursday, September 18th.
That's what's up.
Fort Lauderdale Improv, one show only.
I'm sorry, where?
Fort Lauderdale Improv. At the Seaman Hole Hard Rocking Casino, Fort Lauderdale, which is actually Hollywood, Florida. But that's a big show for us because we're not doing West Palm or Miami anywhere the rest of the year. It's the only show in South Florida.
That's right. We're not booked. We're not doing Florida.
A couple weeks later, I'm doing North Florida, but that's far away.
Super far away.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. Fort Lauderdale. Then we go on a cruise with a family.
I want to get some good audio on that cruise.
We're going to torture your family. We're going to torture your sisters and your mother especially. It's going
to
be great.
It's going to be something, man. All right. Listen, you need to support your moms. There's a few ways you can do this. We ask you all the time to do this, but this is a huge way to support the show, and that is that you go to our website, yourmomshousepodcast.com. You click on that Amazon banner and do all your Amazon shopping that you would normally do through the banner. Yes?
Your Momazon shopping.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to buy a fart machine. They got them on Amazon.
They do. They do have fart machines on Amazon. And if you do it through our banner that's on our site, then a little bit of that fart noise money comes back to us, and we can keep doing this show.
Yeah.
It's real simple. You can buy everything in the world on Amazon, and by going through that banner, you're supporting us. So here is our website address.
You pulled that. Oh, my God. We've been getting requests for that one.
That's your mom's house. podcast.com. Which podcast?
A mom now.
Your mom's house. That's right.
That's an old bag. That's an old joke.
So please support us that way. Also, the store is stacked. Bikes, Let's Get Social shirts. There's a few It Isn't Greasy lefts and Theo's 24/7. I'm Theo 24/7. His shirt has been flying out of there.
But we've had to cut a deal with him. I mean, that's been the tough part.
We're at 80/20 right now. Yeah. He's saying on the next order, he wants to be able to renegotiate. And I said, you know, we'll talk about it then.
He drives a hard bargain.
He does. He does. Also, really excited to inform you of my special, Completely Normal, it's a DVD and CD double pack. The first 50 are autographed. If you order it, if you go to the site, and you'll get it shipped to you, the first 50 are autographed. Please get it. A lot of people ask me that they like the hard copies, and it's up now. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
My father loves your special.
Yeah, he loves my...
Well, this is a direct quote. He said, Tommy's pretty good, and I like how he makes this stupid face.
Yes.
He's got the stupid... Don't kick me under the table.
The stupid face is the stupid face that I'm making.
Yeah. He makes kind of a stupid face. Yeah. I like his stupid face. I go, I look at that stupid face every day, Dad.
Right. And then I also go, I'm not making a face.
That's what I said. I'm like, you mean Tom's resting face? The face I look at all the time?
He makes this stupid look with his face. Nope. That's just my face.
That's just how it goes.
So all that... And a bag of something else. What's up?
I thought you were going to do the sound effect.
What?
For the bag of...
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we can. The thing that I wanted to point out is that Ovation TV is here and they're filming, and so...
Wow. That is exciting.
Chips in a bowl.
No, really. Right now, guys... We're on this TV show right now. It's The Art Of, and it's The Art Of Podcasting, and we just did an interview, and now they're filming us right now.
Right now.
You better get your life.
I'm going to take a picture of them so that you guys, I'll put this on the site.
Okay.
It's pretty neat.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, sure.
the Art Of, The Fart Of, in our case, The Art Of Fart Casting.
The Art Of Fart Casting. Are you ready to start the show? You ready to do this? Ready to open this shit up?
We fooled them into thinking we're artists. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Let's do this, man.
Hey, are you tired of being solicited and asked to donate money to help feed the kid? Then you look on TV a year later and you see the same kids in a different commercial? Well, you can make a difference. Eat a booty. Save a life. Eat a booty, gang. Bang, bang. Ha-ha!
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Tom rocked out the song so hard that one of our posters just fell down. They felt the wave of energy, the electricity in the air.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm no joke. You know,
that's not, that's real talk right there.
So that was Trick Daddy, if you didn't put it together, the CEO of the Eat a Booty Gang. And the thing is, I don't know if you know this, he has declared today Eat a Booty Day.
Get out of town.
Here's the Eat a Booty memorandum that he put out. There will be no work tomorrow due to the weather. Eat a Booty shelters are being formed in your local strip clubs and hotels. Continental breakfast, bag lunch, and dinner will be available at no cost. Dinner consists of the Eat a Booty traditional rump roast.
Get it?
You get it?
Get it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's more. To join the Eat a Booty Inc. requires no credit check, no down payment, no initiations, job history, don't matter. Like the Army, this is the place for you.
Like the Army?
Yeah. You know, like they want, the Army wants you.
The U.S., is this why your father joined the Marine Corps?
For the Eat a Booty stuff? I'm not sure. I got to ask him about that.
Wait, I'm sorry. I've forgotten. I know we've discussed them before, but what's the premise of the Eat a Booty Gang? Like, I forget. What's the their central tenet, if you will?
Well, let me see. There's a
philosophy behind.
I remember it was this right here. He was on this interview. Let me see if we can pull it up. Where he talked about that that Eat a Booty Gang is what he's into now.
Right.
I think I have it. Where is it?
It was like this new thing. He was getting into it.
Being a former.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up here. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why he made it sound like this was some new groundbreaking shit.
Yeah.
That no one had ever thought of before.
Right.
Or I don't know why, like, it's his new kick. Right. I don't, maybe he feels inspired. People feel inspired sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So maybe that's what he's into now. So here he is with, I think he was on Vlad TV.
Put up some pictures recently. It was you and a few other rappers, and y'all had some shirts on that said, Eat a Booty Gang.
Yeah, we the Eat a Booty Gang. You know, our motto is, baby, lay down, we got you. You know?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? I got you.
The motto is "I got you." It doesn't add up though. If it's the Eat a Booty Gang, I got you.
Here's more.
You got what?
Well, maybe you don't understand. Maybe
I don't.
No, a lot of motherfuckers were trying. radio station. I meant to call Ricky Smiley ass. That's my homeboy anyway. Mm-hmm. You know. They get their joke thing on. You know, I'm a big jokester too. So, but they were trying to insinuate that we were some fruity ass niggas or something, but nigga, we Eat a Booty Gang. If you niggas won't eat your hoes ass, we'll eat it.
Now, do you understand or no?
I'm still a little stuck. Okay, wait, hold on. He's saying that people were accusing him of homosexuality, and therefore he's going to eat other people's booties to prove that he's not.
He's
homosexual?
Saying if you're not going to eat your girl's booty out, that he'll do it. He'll do it. Him and his boys will do it, and that's why they're the Eat a Booty Gang.
Got you.
I really want that shirt.
You can probably get it.
I don't know if he's selling it. Oh, this is a great... I'm so glad I remembered to say this right now. If...
Eat a booty.
Guys, if you're on Twitter, do me a favor. Hit up Trick Daddy on Twitter. His Twitter handle, I believe, is 305 Mayor. I'm going to look right now. Yep. It's at 305 Mayor. M-A-Y-O-R. As in, he's the mayor of Miami. So...
I thought that was Rick Ross.
Hit him. Hell no. So hit him with a tweet at 305 Mayor and ask him to where we can buy the Eat a Booty Gang shirts and that you want an Eat a Booty Gang t-shirt. And I think that if he gets enough tweets from you that he'll direct us to where we can all get the Eat a Booty Gang t-shirts. Because I really want to buy one. I mean, I'm interested in actually putting my money into the market.
Sure.
And getting something in return. Okay?
Well, it's a good... I like the movement that he's discussing. Mm-hmm. I think there is a shortage of guys that'll eat other girlfriends' butts. And this is kind of a neat thing he's doing. It's a service.
Yeah.
Also, you've been going through kind of a fashion renaissance, if you will. It was really neat. We were at this fancy resort... just having like drinks and hanging out, like iced teas overlooking the ocean. And I noticed that you were dressed a little bit like a Mexican gangbanger.
What do you mean?
Well, it was kind of, it was neat. You were wearing like your great Forum, the Forum, mm-hmm. Great Western Forum t-shirt. And then like cholo shorts, like the kind that cholos wear in LA, like the dickies, you know what I'm saying? You get like the Dickies homes.
Orale, homes.
Orale, vato. And
West Side for life.
Yeah, dude. I looked over and I'm like, my husband's dressed like a full gangbanger.
I had the Dickies shorts. I had my Vans, my Forum shirt,
yeah.
and my sunglasses. My
fucking bro.
Smile now, cry later.
Chale,
yeah,
wey.
Fucker. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to get thrown out of here.
I did get some looks.
Oh, really?
Do you think that's not
you
a good
think?
Look for me?
No, it's not. It's not a tight look.
No?
No, dude.
Why?
The shorts were like seriously, like the Dickies brand, right?
They weren't.
They're like the hard ones.
They were Quicksilver. Mm. You know? I'm just like, I'm West Coasting it, you know? West Coast living.
I don't like women that shave too much. I like it natural. If you do modeling or other stuff where you have to trim it up, that's fine. But I like big hairy pussies. I don't like no little bald head pussies.
You know, they say the less hair down there, the better.
That make me nervous too when a girl say, hold on, let me go to the bathroom right quick. Like, what you gonna do? Camouflage this motherfucker? Like, this thing
life.
Fresh. This thing's supposed to be fresh now. I mean.
Well, you know, maybe she's been running around all day and hadn't had a chance
then,
to wash it.
Nah.
That's Trick Daddy again.
No, I know. I put that together.
What's he talking about? What is he talking about?
He's talking about his lady's vaginal grooming styles.
Yeah. I got to thank Jamie Palacio sent this.
I wouldn't thank him for it.
Thank you, Jamie.
Say thanks.
Ain't that much running. She must have been running, flipping, racing, playing basketball, hide-go-seek, and everything else.
All right.
That's why she has a stinky box.
How come men have so many opinions on women's stinky boxes? Joey Diaz, when I was on his podcast, he was like, I like to have a vagina. I like it. Got some morning dew on it. Little stink on it. I'm like, what are you guys talking? What is wrong with you guys? Why are you so obsessed with the
morning
smells?
Morning dew on
yeah.
it.
It's got like a mist on it.
Like, who are you with? Get your life, Joey Diaz.
Well, he's an animal for real.
Yeah,
so
well.
I believe that whatever he's saying, that's pretty true.
You better get your life.
But why so many opinions on the hair and the style? Like, your dad likes the full bush you mentioned on our
I
show.
I like a full bush, buddy. Yeah, I like it natural.
So gross to picture him.
I like that girl's bush.
Oh, it's gross to picture your dad liking bush. It's weird. Most people love picturing their dad's sexual preference.
Stop saying it.
But good news for your mom. That means she gets to keep a nice full one.
That's nice.
Maintenance is low.
What do you think your dad's into, like, pussy-wise? You think he likes a hairy box?
God, that's a good question. Let me think about it.
Let's call him. Can we get him on the phone?
Let me text my dad and ask him real quick.
You think your dad knows what a condom is?
Hell no. Mm-mm. Dude, that is not their generation. Our dad's never used that. That was for sailors, right?
Well, they're just like, you know, I don't have AIDS. Why would I wear one? Yeah.
Dude, I don't think my dad's ever. No way.
Mm-mm.
No Mm-mm. way. The thought of it is preposterous to them.
By the way, that photo of there's a photo of me up on your Instagram.
Yeah.
And I regrammed the Orale fucker thing that you're making fun of. So if you guys want to check it out, I think it's more than appropriate. I think it's fine.
It looks terrible.
No, I think it's fine.
You reposted it to the gram, so check it out.
Yeah. I mean, some of the 18th Street Vatos were giving me props that day. So,
Orale Holmes, chale. I do like the way cholas look. I really like that look growing up.
You look
up
like them.
LA.
What are you talking about? You have the same eyeliner, the same makeup, the same lipstick, the same You totally copy cholas all the time.
I love them.
That's what you look like.
You're so tough. Thank you. Yeah. I remember the problem with being a chola, though, is if you they used to shave their eyebrows. So did goth girls. Goth girls are the same thing. You shave the eyebrows, and then you pencil them in like a thin line.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is your eyebrows don't always grow back.
That's
a little known fact.
Yeah.
I had that happen to a few goth friends of mine. Their eyebrows never grew back.
That's, I don't know if you want to deal with that. That's kind of bad, I think.
That's when you cry later, you know what
you
I'm
know,
saying?
I got to cry when no one's looking. You guys, you fucked up my eyebrows. You trim my eyebrows. You told me not to pluck anymore.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, I didn't
you
know
You can
that.
Just trim. You had so many stragglers. You had like 4-inch eyebrows.
Here's
yesterday.
What you look like when you
go ahead.
Your makeup and when you go out.
Okay.
Hey, we're still right here, homie. It's fucking morning. fucking. Who's out there, amigos, right there, homie?
Love
I represent myself, homie. It's Creeper, homie, from the G-Dub 13 gang, homie. Son Valley gang, homie.
Guys like this were saying what's up to me with, when I had my.
Of course.
My dickies on.
They're giving you that nod.
There's so, el payaso oso loco over there, homes. What's up? West side all night.
Orale, homes.
Yeah, man.
The 18th Street.
Yeah.
What's calculus?
That's my favorite.
That was amazing.
That's really exciting. Well, I hope you continue your gangbanger.
One last thing yes. before we move on from Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, there's something he doesn't like.
Oh.
When it comes to sex.
Okay.
You want to hear what it is?
I'd love to.
So Trick, what don't you like
guy.
About sex?
I really don't like. I don't like a lot of the play before foreplay.
You're not into foreplay?
The play before foreplay. The play before foreplay is what I don't like.
Okay.
Which is usually the dumb conversations.
Yeah,
because
long.
I mean,
okay. He doesn't like.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like talk before sex.
The full foreplay. The before play.
The play before foreplay.
Talking. Getting to know somebody, connecting on an emotional level. Ugh, gross.
Eat a booty gang.
I grab your head and motion your head towards my dick, I'm sure you would get offended.
Okay.
But like some women get offended if when they suck in your dick, if you don't grab their head.
No, nobody gets offended when you don't grab their head. Well, there's no woman alive who's like, he didn't force my head onto his penis, forcibly.
Some, well, he's saying that some are like
that.
Why
don't you...
Some are.
Women don't like you to grab the head. Well, my thing is, the before foreplay is the part of you actually gesturing that you want to suck my dick, but then you don't do
it. All right. This is... What's wrong with this dude? Can I tell you something? Shit. I don't think he really gets laid this much.
You don't think so?
No.
I think he does.
It's the talkers that are never the doers.
We're not... But here's what you're not considering. A famous guy who has records out, has some money, can always get laid a lot, but it's not always going to be the level that you're considering. Mm-hmm. I'm saying he might be eating some pretty bad booties out
Hi,
there.
Foofy.
You understand? Some mushy, dirty Hi. Booties might okay. be what he's eating all the time. He might be eating a stanky, just gross, unwashed booty. Hmm.
What's wrong with you?
You know, he might.
What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
That's really nice, Tom. Really
well, you don't know.
Stuff.
How do you know?
I hate when people talk about how much they're getting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so tacky. It's just so tacky. Like, why do you have to brag about it?
That's what he likes to do.
I hate these interviews about it.
It's what he likes to
how
do.
How you like to sex, and then he tells us. It's just fucking.
Would you eat my booty, Trick Daddy? I have a booty. You can eat it.
I thought you were asking me.
That's what he would
Damn.
Say if he saw mine.
Yeah, well. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So anyway, you have this great story about a flight attendant, you say, that was checking you out. Was it on the flight back from Toronto?
It was on the flight back from Toronto. I forgot to talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, walk me through this, because I'm not sure I really understand what happened.
Okay. So I fall asleep on the flight. We get on a pretty early flight the day after the show. I'm flying back, and we have a total... One of the flight attendants is a total greaseball that does not look like a flight attendant.
Greaseball.
Yeah, well, he's got like long hair, like, you know, to his shoulders. It's greased and combed back and a beard. And he's dressed in the flight. But
how old is he?
I would say he's probably like early 40s. But he doesn't have the flight attendant look at all. I'm sitting in the aisle, right? This greaseball is walking by. I fall asleep. I notice that when I fall asleep, you know, I get boners a lot, right? I'm sleeping. I wake up. I'm like, oh, I have a boner. But I just notice this about myself. It happens like all the time on
still.
And yeah. Or just whenever I go to sleep.
Even as an adult male, I thought the boner thing kind of slows down.
Not even a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Every morning.
Testosterone makes you crazy. It makes you angry, and it gives you boners.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
what a curse.
I noticed this that like I wake up one time. Like, just for a moment, I'm like, I have a raging boner.
Yeah.
And then I throw, like, a jacket or a blanket over my lap.
Yeah.
And this happens a few times. I fall asleep for, like, 3 hours on that flight. So after I nap and everything, I get up. I wake up. I stand for a moment. I kind of look towards the back. Like, I'm looking at the line to go to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And that flight attendant's like, how you doing? And I was like... I was like, good. He's like, yeah. Did you get a good, sleep? You get a good little rest there? And I go, yeah. Yeah, I did. And I go, then I was like, why is he asking me that? I go, why was I snoring? And he goes, no, you just looked really peaceful. And I was like, all right. And then he walked away and I was like, who the fuck says that? Like, why would he say?
Right.
Yeah. There's a full flight. Everyone's sleeping. He's like, you look really, really peaceful when you sleep.
Yeah.
It just didn't add up to me.
It doesn't make sense. It's like when you're a masseuse, you ever had this when you get a massage and then at the end of the masseuse leans over and she whispers, you're my favorite. And then she kisses your forehead.
Yeah. Well, I've had them kiss me on my mouth, but like while I'm still kind of asleep.
Right.
And I'll be like, what?
What?
And then like the massage therapist will be like,
right. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, but this guy was basically like,
you want to see some big black Asian dick? Well, I'm going to show you some dick.
He did not say that.
He said what this guy said.
Yeah.
He did.
So 80s.
Look at the size of his cock.
Stupid.
That's why they call him Black Salami.
That's what that flight attendant
That guy
was
couldn't act worse.
Well, can I ask you? That's horrific.
Why they call him Black Salami.
Do you think there's a chance that that guy was really just being? Oh, and then he walked by before that thing, and he gave me two thumbs up.
That's definitely.
Yeah, he did. He was like,
that's definitely weird.
But he was like, I'm checking on you. Like, everything good? Just to me.
So what you're saying is he was part of maybe wanting to be Eat a Booty Gang with you.
Absolutely.
He gave you, wait, why did he give you the thumbs up? Just
he
to
just
like,
walked by and was like,
That he saw your boner. He saw your boner. If he's giving you two thumbs up for no reason, it's thumbs up on that cool boner. Thank you. Thanks for
double
letting me
thumbs
see
up
that
on the boner.
Double thumbs.
But right, or there's no other. I mean, the double thumbs up. The did you have a good rest? Did you sleep well?
He's trying to make small. He's trying to get in your pants.
Right.
Trying to make small talk and get into your black salamis.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out. That's how like out of it I was. I was like. Did I sleep well? Yeah, I slept well. That's the thing. I go, did I snore? No, you just look really peaceful.
You just look really pretty.
You look peaceful, but your dick looked like it was ready to rock out.
All right. Did he stroke your beard?
He kissed me on the forehead, like you were saying.
Those Canadian flight attendants are something else, huh?
Yep.
Super friendly.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
That is so weird. But you have to think that flight attendants have to get laid too. Like, I'm sure they. How do you come on to people as a flight attendant?
That's the little thing that gets him through flights is that he walks up and down the aisle and he's like, let's see if there's some boners on this flight.
Oh, he's scoping boners.
That's like the little thing. Like, I got to serve drinks. I got to get people pillows. And he's like, the only thing that gets me through these flights is scoping boners.
Boner scopes.
Yeah.
And then he saw your black salami.
He was like,
okay. Give me that bowl. Come on.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Well, that's neat. Did you get his number at least?
I got some air miles.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you show me that boner again, I'll give you 20,000 air miles.
Thank God nothing like that happens to me on flights.
You have no idea how much flight attendants are checking you out. Come on.
They're never checking
me out. What are you talking about?
First of all, I look homeless when I fly. I've always wondered, like, why do people stare at me when I walk through the airport? It's because I'm dressed like a hobo.
They're seeing those hangers, and they're totally...
It's not that.
Yep.
It's not that.
Yep.
It's fuck really? My stoma. Oh, Tom, Ovation TV. Do you really think they want to hear that?
There's very little that we've talked about that can be on Ovation TV.
That's true. We could talk about this. Do you remember, this was a neat thing when we did Ontario together.
Yeah.
And, we had Burger King. We finished our show late, Saturday late show, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The only thing open at midnight in Ontario is Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom and I pull into the Burger King, order. I got a small cheeseburger and order onion rings and, of course, a Diet Coke. You got like three triple cheeseburgers, chili cheese fries, and then a milkshake, right?
That's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Oh,
I feel like it was not quite what you just described.
I thought that's what you were eating.
Three triple cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Four orders of fries.
You get three different types of cheese on a cheeseburger because you don't like to mix the tastes. The cheese.
Does Burger King allow you to go like, here's the kind of cheese I want on that burger?
Yeah, but your way, man.
Made to order?
That's what it's all about.
Never thought of that. No, it was not good. It was, here's actually what was cool.
Yeah.
Is that I'd ordered a salad. And I was like, can you just box it up for me so that after the second show, where it's late, I haven't eaten, I can eat.
Right.
So I'm making a good choice. Yeah. And then I got back to the green room and I was like, where's the salad? And you guys were like, she didn't bring one. And then I go, oh, maybe it's in the kitchen. So I go, hey, did you have my salad?
No.
And my server was like, I guess they're really behind the night. I was like, nah. And we were frantic at that point. We have like an hour and a half drive back. There's nothing to do.
There is nothing you can do.
That's when you have fast food.
That's the life of the comic, man.
Yeah.
You got to eat some cheeseburgers in a parking lot at midnight. That's how.
Hey, I'm having a big ass fucking breakfast. Four bean and cheese burritos.
Four.
Lathered with two big ass eggs.
That was, so that was that. And then we had breakfast, right?
Yeah, and then we continued to make really good choices the next morning.
We slept on that Burger King.
Well, you got, that's the key to eating well, is you go to the Burger King, you go to the burger joint, you get the full meal, and then you go right to bed after. That's how your body really metabolizes something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, we woke up and made more good decisions. We went to like the local pancake house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun one, too, because I decided to try corned beef hash for the first time since I was 10 years old. My dad, growing up a single dad, eat a lot of corned beef hash. Out of cans. Anything canned, I loved it. Chef Boyardee, corned beef hash. And I ordered that, some eggs, some toast, some pancakes.
and fucking six sausage and cheese patties.
And then after the Burger King and that breakfast.
Oh, damn.
It's not a good morning.
It's not a good morning.
No.
I came home and I had like instant catastrophe.
Yeah.
It was really instant. And I was like, why did we do this? What? Bad decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, though, the trap you can fall into. I feel like you have to stay aware, conscious of what you're doing with our lifestyle.
I know.
It's like, when I started doing the road, I would be just like, I would just justify every bad meal.
Yeah.
I would just be like, just eat bad all the time because it's just convenient.
Yeah.
And now it's at least where I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? And I'll get on track at least for a few days, you know?
Yeah.
And I work out, run.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, when you did the philosophy podcast yesterday,
yeah,
I went on a run.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is I get into bad habits. Like, even though we were home, we could sleep at home. There's no food in the house because we were out performing.
It's a nightmare.
You fall behind, dude.
Yeah. And I feel like it's the only way now to actually live and get through all this traveling and shows is you have to take care of yourself.
Most definitely. Yeah. At least sleep.
Somewhat, right?
Yeah. That's the key. You got to sleep.
Sleep is so important.
I made fitness for the first time in a while.
Hey, well, how was that?
Here's I've been trying different fitnesses. Mm-hmm. Like, I tried doing that bullshit cardio bar that all the white ladies are doing in my neighborhood.
Making fitness, by the way, is the official Eastern Bloc way of saying working out, just in case someone doesn't know.
I don't like making fitness, but I'm forcing myself to.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to that stupid bar class, and all these women are kicking and punching or whatever the fuck doing, you know, trying to do exercise. It's like it's a form of aerobics. And I can't get into it, man. I feel like an idiot. I feel dopey.
Dude, when you did power yoga in the living room for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then I've never
First of all,
seen you break like that day. You were like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it today. You went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Well, it's a lot. I did power yoga, not regular yoga.
Okay.
And did you see my form? Did you see how good my form was?
Yeah, your form was really good. I walked by a few times and saw you doing things that
How did my downward dog look? How is my cobra strong?
Like you put on a clinic.
Power cobra.
Yeah, your power cobra was powerful. Powerful.
Powerful.
Yeah, very powerful.
I watched this guy. His name is Brian Kest.
Is he online?
He's online. You guys, and the good thing is, go to Brian Kest. If you like Peter Kane, that guy we play with the dogs, Brian Kest is the Peter Kane of the yoga world. He does power yoga here in Santa Monica. All the celebrities go to him. Like, he's a big guy. But he keeps it real. I mean, this guy, he said something once. I was during the yoga class. He puts them online
as
so you can pay.
As you're breathing deep here,
yeah, he's great.
I want you to drop your head back as far as you can.
He's great.
Again, remember, this isn't about aesthetics. It's about sensation. So it doesn't matter how far back you go. It matters how much you're feeling.
How much you're feeling.
We were doing
a leg stretch. You know, you stretch out your butt muscles.
Yeah.
And he goes, that stretch looks so fucking sweet. I'm going to sit down and do it too. And then he sits down and does it with you.
Yeah.
Like every now and then he'll be like,
he strips away the pretense.
Yes. He'll be like, this position is called put your leg behind you. There's nothing special about it. His cadence is weird.
Yeah.
And every now and then he curses in class. When I used to drive to Santa Monica to do it live with him. He's just so much fun.
That's cool.
He's the best.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like somebody that goes like, we're not going to use all the fancy.
Well, why put the pretense into it and just, you know, you're going there to get a workout and to stretch and to feel good about it. And he gives you like some of the philosophy behind it, but there's nothing pretentious about him, which is great.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Don't worry
it's
about
real shit, yo.
Oh, here it is. Oh, good.
Butterfly inside. I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
I can go anyway.
Suck my dick.
Friends to know.
My nigga.
Ways to grow.
Nigga.
Reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What? Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
Here's the shit
what I be talking about. You think it's a game? You think it's a game? What y'all really want? What y'all really want?
Man,
DMX with the Reading Rainbow is just
so good. That's why I didn't know he did the theme song for Reading Rainbow.
Well, they released a version without him, but the original was with him. Yeah.
This is really good.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
So there's so many big words in it and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of big words. Definitely different. DMX. Miss Pat was awesome.
Wow.
So great.
Wow, and if you haven't heard the Miss Pat episode, we do Tom or Black with her. And
it's pretty phenomenal.
You're going to be
surprised. We've never gone down to the wire, and we want you to know how it ends, but it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Let's just say you really fooled her on a lot of stuff. That was really good.
It was a good game. It was a good matchup. I had a worthy opponent, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt challenged.
It was interesting because remember she was like, you didn't just have black people. You had all kinds of black people. She's like,
slaves. You had a slave.
We're like, what? We didn't even categorize it that way.
Well, of course not. But she was amazing. She was amazing.
So funny, dude.
Oh, my God. Like, her stories were incredible.
And just so you know, guys, that was because of you
tweeting
us about her. And we had to get her in because you guys wanted her.
You guys were really, really into getting her on. And I'm glad you did because it was really, it was pretty phenomenal.
What?
What y'all really want? I'm obsessed with him right now.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
What about the crying thing?
Dude, I was talking about this on stage. I was so fascinated by this. And that is, if you go on YouTube, you go to DMX Behind the Music. You have to see this. It's just incredible to me. So there's a part where they're talking about his grandmother dying and how she was the most important person in the world to him, and he gets really emotional. But what's really crazy to me is that when he gets emotional, the way that he snaps out, he doesn't want to cry.
Yeah,
he growls just like he would growl in song. Like, he's famous for that. And he would actually bark.
he would bark
in songs. But to see, like, that's not just a performance thing, but like, that's It's an amazing insight into the way somebody's mind works. You understand?
Interesting.
Like, it's incredible. I think
they'd come around and be like, oh, let's go hang out. He'll start drinking.
Yeah.
The art of DMX.
94, she was diagnosed with bone cancer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Until that day. I feel like I lost my life. Oh, so I lost everything that was, like, special to me.
Pay attention. Mm-hmm. It gets really sad. Pay attention to what you hear as far as how he stops himself from being sad.
The only person that I was special to. You know, because no matter how hard we are, how tough we are, we need to be someone's baby.
He growls.
He fully growled to stop himself.
To get out of the feelings. Wow. I should try that. I don't like feelings either.
We need to be someone's baby.
What y'all really want?
That was intense. It's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
poor guy. That's heavy, huh?
Yeah.
Dude.
I've done things, but I've never growled.
I don't growl when I'm trying to stop crying.
Just like look around.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Right?
I don't like to cry in front of my shrink now. Last week, I was like, I'm not going to give this bitch the satisfaction.
The satisfaction. Like, she's like,
She's like,
it's great to see her cry.
Make this girl cry this week.
Yeah.
Talking
about
my mom and shit. I'm like, I'm not going to cry this week. I'm going to hold it together.
You know what always gets me?
What?
Always gets me are these pieces, these packages that, like, they make to get you emotional on TV, like, ESPN, for instance, will be like, you know, they'll show a bunch of sports highlights, and then they'll be like, when we get back, Trevor is six. He has, you know, a brain tumor, but he always wanted to spend a day with the Seahawks.
Oh, and no, Trevor.
Like, oh, God. And like, you start, and they have the violin playing, and then he's like, I like touchdowns. And you're like, and you start watching, and then the parents are like, this is the best day we've ever seen for Trevor. And they show him in the hospital. And
he's like,
I wanted to hold the football. And then I just floodgates. I can't watch them. I cry every time I watch one of those. And I know it's coming.
Like them.
I know on the teaser that it's Tears City is coming.
That's what they're trying to see. I don't like those packages because I know they're trying to milk me on it.
Yeah, they
and
get
then
you.
I get mad and I'm like, no. I will not cry for you.
Well, I won't watch it.
I will not.
If I watch it, there's tears.
Yeah.
So my only choice is watch it and cry. But sometimes a cry feels good. Like, I'll be like, I'm going to watch this and get some tears streaming.
Yeah, I know.
You know, just for like...
Can I tell you what I cried about yesterday on the as I was driving to see my shrink?
What?
So there's this great interview with Kevin Hart on Oprah Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love me some Oprah Super Soul Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So Kevin Hart is talking about starting in comedy and how he didn't go into college. He just did high school.
Yeah.
Started stand up out of high school. And his grandmother agreed to pay his rent for a year while he made it as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it takes a little bit longer than a year to make money as a comic. So 6 months into this. So anyway, she just hands him a Bible. And then like a few months go by and he's like, I need my rent check, Grandma. Give me the rent. And she's like, just go read your Bible. Read your Bible. You know, 30 days passes, the eviction notices start coming. And she keeps saying, just read your Bible. Read your Bible. So finally, you know, he's panicked. And one day he opens up the Bible and she had put all the rent checks in the Bible that she gave him months earlier. And she had dated them in the future. So she had the year's worth of checks in the Bible. And I heard that and I was like, she supported him. And then it's interesting, I brought that up to my shrink and my shrink goes, interesting, because that love was conditional, wasn't it? And I was like, what? Because she had to hide it in the Bible in order for him to get it. Like, there was kind of a condition put upon that money.
Well, I don't
it was kind of a shitty thing at the end of the day, like in a little way.
Okay, I don't see it that
strings,
way.
Strings, a little bit of strings, like they had to share a faith thing.
Right, but she was, you know, trying to
be nice, obviously, yeah. But if you look at it from a psychological
perspective,
she wasn't
like,
too,
it's hidden like, in this puppy's stomach.
You got to murder this puppy. You want them checks?
Those checks are in the puppy's belly. There's only two ways you can do that.
Yeah? Right.
Here's a knife. Hurry
up. Right, right.
No.
That's so funny.
But you cried.
I did in the car, yeah. I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Well, I was thinking about getting a wall
and
just get pictures of you crying on the wall.
Oh, that's nice.
You know?
Just me in pain?
Yeah.
Emotional pain. Huh. You know what I like to do? I know you got this neat DVD out about your jokes, and it goes really well.
About your jokes,
You know, to tell you skits, comedy skits.
Right.
I like to put together a DVD compilation of all your bombs. Like, just you failing, like an hour of just your failure.
It's a pretty good one called episode 172 of your
mom's
house.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
But I want more. I want all your failures.
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Real talk. Oh yeah, real talk. Oh yeah, real talk. Oh yeah, real talk. Oh,
I haven't heard that in a long time. I really like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
We have been really taken by this show, Married at First Sight.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Oof,
so
man.
This show was referred to me through a friend who loves awful reality shows too, and it's listed as a social experiment
where a team of like psychologists and people, matchmakers, sexologists get together, and then they pair up people and they have to get married upon first seeing each other. They meet at the altar. How crazy is that?
It is. It's totally fucking crazy. And there's no way I would participate in this shit.
Why not?
Well, maybe if like I was really, really, really down and out about like dating possibilities, right, the dating scene, all that. Like, I feel like, and the thing is, I don't think they're these people. They're not ones that are like, no, like this is a desperate move.
Except for the girl that you read her crazy radar very early.
Yes.
That red-haired girl, you were like, oh, that bitch is cray-cray. Because she's been on The Bachelorette or something.
But I had no idea about that.
Right.
I heard one soundbite and I was like, problems.
Right. So it is for people who have problems.
I mean, think about it. You're like, the idea, a blind date is one thing, but to be like, I'm going to marry this person.
Right.
Like, they got married.
Eyes. But however, how does it work in India, like in Indian culture? I think you kind of even...
Oh, this is like, the eastern part of the world has a tradition of arranged marriages, but
you know the family, you know what they look like before
somebody's
you marry.
Like vetting them, right? Like the families
do, so you kind of, the parents match you up based on like socioeconomics and stuff.
I would love to force an arranged marriage on you,
on me,
where you have to marry somebody horrible.
Really?
Yes.
That's so sweet.
To see you suffer for a while.
Who would you set me up with to marry?
I would set you up with somebody with like really, really bad hygiene problems. somebody, you know,
yeah,
somebody
I'm
listening. Who has maybe who's immobile,
immobile.
Yeah, but not like with, you know, disease riddled. I mean, just like, you know, like maybe they have a.
I know who you want.
A Manuel Uribe
that,
kind of thing.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, like that.
The fattest man in the world who's now passed away.
He passed away.
I can't believe
but
it.
But I wouldn't want him to be that big. I'm talking about like 600-700 pounds. You know, maybe he doesn't have that many teeth. And, you know, you just have to feed him and stuff.
But I'm sorry.
And bathe him.
Mobilized.
And change his
dye. Okay. But motorized scooter fat.
Yeah.
Not bedridden fat.
He's on the cusp, you know?
One more Chinese takeout meal and he's in the scooter.
Yeah.
Like that guy, was that
Manuel?
But the
main thing is that you wipe him and you change him every
day. That's the neatest part of a guy like that. Was that the guy, who was the guy that would lower the bucket out of his third story window?
Oh, yeah, no, that was a guy in New York, and a black guy, forget his name, he was on the show, lower the bucket out.
The bucket.
And they put the pizza in, and then I told him.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man, you're doing it when you got to lower a bucket.
He was sneaking meals from the bucket. Yeah. They were bringing him food, and he was like, I still call for the bucket.
The bucket.
put it in the bucket, and then put the pizza in the bucket, and then...
Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah, dirty and disgusting.
We were watching this documentary about the royals.
Yeah.
About some palace, whatever, right?
Oh, yeah,
Where King Henry lived.
Oh, my God, yes.
I know, and the best part is, like, at some point, so many royals just fall into overeating to deal with their emotions, and I'm like, yeah, I can see myself doing that. That's not so...
Yeah.
I already do it.
I could see myself doing that in the present.
Tonight.
Yeah. But if you have just servants and you have all that type of power, you're just like, and you don't worry about like
working
or my clothes won't fit. You're like,
who cares?
You're like, sew me another silk fucking robe now, sir. We'll fit your new 58-inch waist. And you're like, fantastic. Does it look good? Yes. And we'll paint you so that you look awesome.
If I had to choose my way of killing myself, it might be eating myself to death.
Yeah,
because that's like
it's a slow process.
Fun, slow.
It's fun and slow. Eating yourself to death.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pleasurable. You're gonna have pleasure on the way out.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Can't do that.
So, okay. So married at first sight.
Yeah. You follow three couples.
Yeah.
These three couples are they're very different. There's Doug and what's her name?
Shit, I was just writing about them today.
I forget her name.
Shit.
Yeah, damn it.
Ah, shit.
Doug and Kathy?
Nope.
Tracy?
Oh, look
Stacy,
it up.
Stacy?
I had it all
Marsha?
No,
Enid?
It's Doug and Jamie.
Jamie, yeah.
It's Courtney and Jason and Monet and Vaughn.
And I liked Monet and Vaughn the best because they looked like they would be the most compatible on paper.
Yeah.
And they're having the hardest time.
Yeah, they had a clash. Because they had the best wedding, arguably, right? Or
they had the best wedding. They had the most fun.
They definitely had the best wedding night.
Yeah, they hooked up.
Wedding night.
Trash.
Like a few hours after they met.
So
not
trashy.
Even, you know. Here's them, though, after they're
we're
went,
married.
They went on their honeymoon. And this actually was, I really empathized with the guy on this argument they had.
Yeah.
Because she was like, at this point, they're together like 9 days. They'd gotten married at first sight.
Yes.
They spent the night and then they went on a honeymoon immediately. And he had agreed to move into her place, which is a big concession. And she was saying like, oh, I love my Sunday brunches. And you can come
right,
to Sunday brunch.
Right.
And he's like, for me, Sundays are like, I like to not really anywhere.
He says specifically, Sunday is a, quote, no talking day.
Yeah, I like to just
quiet. So when somebody says, I don't talk on Sundays,
yeah,
just listen to that. Let the guy not talk on Sundays.
Because it's what he needs, right? Yeah. And you have to be aware. I mean, my feeling on this is like, enjoy your brunch.
Like what we have when football season starts, it's no talking till January.
Now February.
No talking till February.
Yeah. Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Because there's football.
Yeah.
I get to watch it and then I'll have to deal with your bullshit.
Mm-hmm. When does football season start for me?
It starts in a couple weeks.
Oh, geez.
So that means all I want is a little bit of silence September, October, November, December, January. And that's how marriages work. Here's them.
To know each other's friends.
It's just different. You know, you're super sociable. That's something you really look forward to. I enjoy my quiet, my peace time, just not talking. So that's that's kind of like we're kind of opposites in that way. There's a lot of things that we make a good potential match for. There's a lot of things that aren't. I really ask for a bubbly person, somebody that's talkative, because that's kind of the yin to the yang to match my personality. But when I come home from work, I like peace and quiet. Honestly, I find her to be almost too talkative. Let's always talk and let's always interact. Let's do this kind of thing. It's sometimes to me, it just needs to flow naturally.
Last week, he asked me to be more attentive. But when I do attempt to try to be that attentive to him, he then turns it around and says it's too much.
I think it's a little dramatic of she's trying to like break it down so much, and being too intense about the situation.
Yes.
Like I really just feel like if somebody, maybe it's just that I'm the guy in this scenario,
yes,
but like I get that somebody's like, hey, you know, sometimes I just want to chill out.
And listening to this again for the second time,
yeah,
she's kind of a dope, and I feel like. I feel like she's kind of a dope here. Like I feel like when men tell you stuff, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
When people tell you stuff, just listen. He's telling you what he needs.
Right.
And then you're blatantly disregarding that and forcing your will on him. Like, why can't you just do your thing and then he does his thing for a day or morning?
We need to talk all the time. Like right now. She's like, you asked me to talk last week and then we're not talking right now. He's like, well, just, you know, we're sitting on the couch. Like, we can relax.
She doesn't take like emotional cues.
Yeah.
She's one of those people. It's like, maybe she works in HR or something, or she's an accountant. Like she's a nerd alert. Like she doesn't have the finesse of how to deal with people.
For me, it's,
what's wrong with her?
She's too much. And I think that's what he's feeling. She's too much.
Too much energy.
Yeah. He's very low key. The way that this works is when neither person is bothered by the other person's way of being. In other words, the chill person goes like, yeah, she's bubbly, she's talkative, she's a big personality. That's cool. Like, but she doesn't force me to be that.
Right.
And then, you know, she doesn't force him to be in that. He doesn't force her to like chill. They can just be around each other, but be different.
I think that's the fundamental flaw of awful couples.
Right.
Is like, just let that person let do them.
Yeah.
You do you, boo. I do me, boo. Yeah. And not, I don't try to change you, and you don't try to change me.
That's the key to it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's really
just chill out. Let them
I
do
I feel
that.
Like I'm at one extreme to the next because I'm trying to figure out. Like, I feel like he's ping-ponging me back and forth, and I don't know how to make him happy. I am making an intense effort to be able to... to be able to properly communicate with you and pay attention to you.
Strangler.
But when I feel like I am sitting here just thinking we're having a casual, chill conversation, and you feel like my conversation with you was manufactured, and it's not.
Manufactured.
It just feels like an interrogation. Now, if we're living together, you can't hide from these things. You're so out there and so, hey, let's do this, let's do that. It's too much. It makes you go, God, like, you got to turn it down a little bit. I know her intentions were to get to know me, but... it's forced, it's being pushed, it's an interview, and it's not two people really getting to know each other. That's me under a spotlight after a day at work. And that just makes me revolt more. It makes me want to draw back more. If two people could just sit and just talk, and just it doesn't have to be about, I don't
You're
know,
harping
just,
on something insignificant right now.
No, to me, it's significant.
Not, I think right now you're being ridiculous.
Well, we're going to call each other names. That's real.
That's not a name. That's like a legitimate characteristic.
I can't be with somebody who's going to be just... we're gonna argue with each other all night.
Such insanely negative.
Honestly, I have no idea where we go from here. And I still have my apartment in Jersey, so if it gets to a point where I'm that uncomfortable around here.
Well, see, and you know what this is the fundamental problem is here?
Yeah.
You don't marry someone at first sight, okay? What they're going through is like the beginning of any relationship or like, hey, I'm getting to know you.
Yeah.
We don't need to be married or living together because we've known each other 9 days. That's why this is a stupid experiment.
And I think she needs to back off of him just a little bit, and he needs to back off of her.
Yeah.
But they need to give each other some forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, just show some mercy, y'all.
How about when Doug and Jamie got married, and she was like,
"Oh, that's the best.
Oh my God, I'm going to fucking puke."
That was... She was about to say no at the altar. Yeah, that was the best.
She had a long pause.
She cried in the hallway. It's awesome.
Now, to be fair, when we were watching this, you were like, "That is so unfair to do that pretty girl, right?" Like you're like,
"It isn't fair."
This monster,
because she's like super cute. She's super cute, and he's like a troll compared to her.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
As a viewer, you get to like him more as the show progresses
because he's really attentive and he's really patient with her. But on the looks department, you have to be at least in the same.
You have to be in the
stratosphere,
you
man.
Do. Yeah,
I mean, they hooked up everybody else equivalent, like to their looks, and then, dude, this guy's.
I will say this, and I've said this a long time: women are a better species. As a guy, I would not even think it's okay if there was that differential. And, you know, if I'm the good-looking one, and they brought the equivalent of that, I would be like, nah, man.
You would say no to her at the altar.
100%. 100%.
You guys are the worst.
Of course. Women,
you guys are so superficial.
You guys are like, well, you know, I'm not feeling it physically, but maybe this isn't, there's an awesome person here. I would be like,
I know.
Hey, man, you can go ahead and stop rolling because this shit's not going to fly.
It's true. Women, we're more willing to look at intrinsic values. We look at things like character, morality.
Fuck that. I want
ethics.
No.
Background,
face, ass,
faith,
okay, hands,
gotcha.
Legs.
Yeah.
Like if
cool.
If this monster walked up in a dress.
Oh my God. All right, Tommy.
No, we can.
You know,
I'm go ahead and cut.
I'm going to match you up. I know who's your match. Who's if you're going to match my wedding.
Yeah.
What was her name? Griselda Blanco?
Yeah, sure.
What a neat lady. Yeah. First of all, entrepreneurial.
Yes.
She was
the matriarch of Medellin. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurial, real spirited, feisty.
Feisty is a way of saying it. Also, you could say responsible for thousands of deaths.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a little firecracker, a little Latin firecracker.
Firecracker. Drug kingpin.
Right. Oh, I love her. God, what a neat lady. Just a little sociopathic, just to kind of keep you on your
little
toes.
Bit.
You can't really read her emotionally. A
little bit. Think just slightly sociopathic,
but I'd like that for you. Just you're not able to read her cues emotionally. It she puts did, you at a deficit.
She does have cool, like there's cool things she did. Like she named her son Michael Corleone.
Yes, stuff like that.
Because I like the movie. I like the Godfather in the movie.
And
pero
she spent.
Why no?
Pero way, yeah. And she spent time in prison, and she got a little husky.
She got husky, and she hooked up with Bill Cosby.
She hooked up with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, wasn't that his name?
I don't think she hooked up with Bill Cosby.
I think that's his name.
In the pen?
The guy who does Cocaine Cowboys 2.
Right. His name is not Bill Cosby.
Are you sure?
All right, pretty sure. Okay. I would remember that, being as we're huge fans of the cause.
Okay.
We've named our only son after a cast member of that show. I think I would know.
Okay. All right.
You and Griselda would make a nice couple. Right.
It's not, but it is Charles Cosby. I thought it was Bill.
How dare you have that last name?
Sup, Chuck? Charlie Cosby.
That sucks. It's unfortunate. What, jeans?
I thought you had something else there. Were you?
Oh, I've got tons of stuff.
What?
Well, I was going to talk about, we were watching this bummer of a movie. What was it called? Outback Steakhouse?
Out of the Furnace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here I was expecting, I love Christian Bale, and I love, what's his name, Casey Affleck.
Yeah.
And I like white trashy kind of stories, you know. And then it was like this bummer of a film.
You know what it is?
White people stuff?
White people like bummers of movies.
Yeah, yeah. I know. And then it occurred to me, like, people who like Million Dollar Baby and all these movies were horrific. And then she ends up crippled. Like, why are you watching this? And why are you telling me to watch this? I think it's for people that didn't have anything really crummy happen to them in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, when you have crappy stuff happen, I don't want to see it in a movie. Well,
it's the problem with white people.
That's the problem with white people. They don't have enough bad stuff in their lives. They got to manufacture it in movies and then give each other awards for bummer movies.
Brian, my cousin Brian's always like, hey, did you see that movie?
Ugh.
And I'm like, what is it? He's like, well, you know, it's this guy and he loses his legs and then it was before his wedding, so his fiance leaves him. But then... after that, when he finds out he has bone cancer, and then he gets robbed and stuff. It's a great movie. I'm like, sounds like the most depressing shit I've ever heard anybody describe. He's like, yeah, I guess you don't like that. No, of course I don't like that. Why can't we watch? It's a movie.
But Hollywood loves this. White people love this. They give each other massive back slaps and awards for these movies.
It is. I think they should they should categorize it now, and they're like... And now the Oscar for Best White Person Movie that's sad and depressing for all white people to enjoy. The Best White Oscar.
Biggest bummer goes to My Left Foot.
Here are five white filmmakers we'll be profiling for this white bummer of a movie.
Russell, you work too much.
Yeah, I bring home the bacon to fatten you up.
5 seconds in, you're like, sounds depressing as shit.
The acoustic guitar music. Oh, yeah.
There's a white whistle. That's a white guy thing.
Pickup trucks.
And the director of Crazy Heart sounds super white.
How much you loan you?
1500.
I ain't got that kind of cash lying around to bail you out.
Bro, you want to get a drink later?
Yeah. And a liquid dinner?
That sound in the trailer is always
bummer.
And then happens. Yeah.
Do you like super depressing stuff? Well, I think you're going to enjoy this movie.
Because it starts off nice. Yeah. Like, they're family oriented. He's got this great relationship with a brother. He's got this kick-ass girlfriend. Yep. Like, everything's great. Well, what's going to happen? American dream come true?
I mean, you know, if it's a movie, I hope it gets really, really sad and hard to watch. Is that what you got in store for us?
Rodney was supposed to meet me here half hour ago.
Where is he?
Now, why the hell you want to fight?
I just need the money.
You're going to be a good boy and take it back. I'm not going to have to teach you a lesson.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm over this shit.
I can't even hear the trailer. It bums me out.
They haven't been able
to. I hate that. Those chords.
Me
too. Hate that instrument. Hate everything.
Or like Million
Do you
Dollar.
Like bummers.
Million Dollar Baby, right? The story of this. Her poor girl, her family's terrible. She finally works her way up to being the only female boxer or whatever who's successful. And then she gets crippled or you know, brain dead and dies.
And then dies. And they're like,
hey, guys, did you like that fun movie?
Is that a fun story for you? You like that? You like super? You want tissues? And you like that empty sinking feeling? We can manufacture it, spend millions to make you feel that way if you like that.
That's right. I mean, I feel like life is full of enough empty, sinking feelings. I don't need to pay to feel that way, guys.
Look, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give me Big Mama's House or something. Let me watch a Tyler Perry movie. At least I get a chuckle out of Madea.
Well, you know,
big tits swinging around.
That was such a bummer just talking about that. I'm going to do something for you just before
pick
we get
it
out
up.
Of here. Let's get out of here, but first let's change pace.
Oh, much better now. Oh, can I
post this morning from this guy? I just posted this video that I did about the oxytocin level being increased when we pet dogs. Aww. You know, people should know this, okay? And you know, he posts this thing like, "No, that's absurd. Dogs are to be petted." Listen, you dumb motherfucker. Dogs are not to be petted if they're not yours.
By the way, in this video, he has war sound effects.
Sure.
There's bombs and machine guns going off in his background of his video.
His aggression's growing. Something's happening.
It indiscriminately. Yeah. You do that, that's fine. Yeah. But you walk up to my dog or a dog that I'm working with on the street and start petting it, or like, "Oh, let it jump up. Oh, it's okay. I like dogs." You're a dumb motherfucker. I train dogs by petting them, you dumb fuck. If you're petting a motherfucking dog or somebody else's dog that isn't yours, you might be petting it to do something stupid, you dumb fuck. And listen, stupid shit, petter, that you don't understand. They're not your dogs, okay? I'm going to speak in terms that you might understand anthropomorphically. Okay, the dog is my child. You understand that? The dog is my child. You go run.
The war sounds
He's
are
crazy. He's lost his mind.
I love it.
May I just make one endorsement of I like to thank the person that sent us that water pick.
Yes.
Finally got around to using it. Just so you know, when you use a water pick, you have to leave your mouth open a little bit. the water can't find its way out.
Okay.
Also, you'll spray your mirrors a lot the first time you use a water pick. Just be prepared for that, okay?
Okay.
I made a mess of our bathroom, but my teeth were so clean. And thank you so much for the water pick, sir.
Thank you for gifts. We've been getting gifts from people.
Yes.
Thank you for the bottle of wine we got in Ontario.
Oh, that was really good.
Was that Jeff or James?
Fuck, sorry, guys.
It's delicious.
Bad with names.
Yep. It's very kind of you. Thank you, Mike Dolce, for the books on
Living
Lean and all the healthy meal eating stuff. So Mike Dolce, Dolce Diet. Thank you for that. What do you have there?
I think this is the guy that gave us the water pick. I think it's Pat. Anyway, thank you guys.
Is that it?
I think so. I'm not sure though. Because I'm not sure.
Okay. So there's that. I did have this one other quick thing to endorse or say thank you for. And this is unprompted. No one asked me to do this. Oh, yeah. Of course, a huge thank you to Datsura for the backpack. I think I've mentioned that before. That awesome backpack.
Yeah.
That they gave
me. That's a neat one. Yeah.
And
I like
that. This, nobody asked me to do this, but I just have to mention this. I was in Sacramento at the Punchline this past weekend, which was amazing. Like, amazing shows, amazing crowd. That club is fantastic. It's moved into my conversation for favorite clubs now, Punchline Sacramento.
It's the best.
Incredible.
It is the best. The crowds are amazing.
Yeah, so huge thank you to everybody who came out in Sacramento. But a guy came up to me afterwards, and he handed me a card. Mm. He has a late-night cookie delivery service. Now, I didn't get to order them, but the idea, I was like, I think that's a brilliant thing for all the things you can have late night, especially like if you're stoned.
But not pot cookies. Like
no, regular cookies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the website is cookies, the letter N, milkdelivery.com.
That's cute.
Cookies and milkdelivery.com. If you're in Sacramento, why not get some chocolate chip or macadamia nut cookies?
Wonderful.
Instead of, I don't know, pizza. You just eat cookies for dinner.
Or get the pizza and the cookies.
Get both. Why don't you tell me to have a good night?
Have a good night.
You have a good motherfucking night.
Okay.
That's Carla.
All day, 24/7.
All day. All right. This was a blast. Thank you guys for listening. Please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Please buy tickets for my shows, tomsegura.com. Go to Christina's at christinacomedy.com. And anything else, Jeans?
No, I love you guys. Thanks for listening, mommies.
We love you. Bye, everybody.
Honestly, and this is like, this goes for almost all the moments in the scene. It wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, you have two in you, or you have three in you, that like it actually kind of clicked. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually happening. I'm proud of myself. Like, this goes for almost all the moments in the scene. It wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, you have two in you, or you have three in you, that like it actually kind of clicked. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually happening. Bye.